Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mercer County's hired several new coaches, a new volleyball coach, new boys basketball coach, and there's a new head coach taking over the cross country program. He's a teacher down at Apollo Elementary, so not a brand new guy, but Pete Nelson takes over the high school cross country program. So congratulations. But not a brand new coach because you've been doing this at the junior high level here in the district, right?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Thanks for having us on, and thank you for all you do for the town, the programs. We're just really excited to have you because I don't know how many guys are talking 1A cross country right now, but we are, and that's outstanding, and I'm glad my kids get that opportunity.
Yeah, not only 1A high school cross country, but you were right there at the ground level for junior high cross country, which is rare.
So that's an up and coming thing. It seems like we see more teams in the IESA every year. It's a very growing sport, and we started at the ground floor with about, I think we had 14 kids my first year when we were just including 7th and 8th graders, and then we were able to get some of the younger kids, kind of introduce them to the sport so it's not brand new to them. When they come to me now at high school, we want to try and educate them and get some base mileage in, and so it's a great program now that they're going to come in as freshmen knowing a lot of information about how to race and get that base foundation we're going to talk about as they're running. So and we in 3 years we had a lot of fun, a lot of success, a lot of growth. We had 40 some kids out the last couple years, and just to see the kids out running and getting some exercise that, you know, 3-4 years ago those kids were going right home after school. So it's great to see that program and a lot of fun we had in that program.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, I've seen, it's like an army of kids.
Yeah,
so you know, that when you talk about those type of numbers, they're embracing the sport at an early age. So the key is then you get them there and you hopefully you can transition into the high school level.
Yeah. It's a lot of the junior high job. Coach Sam Wan's going to have that job now, but a lot of what I did those 3 years is educating, and we would educate the kids, but a lot of the parents too about the sport we call cross country. Not a lot of people know about it. You don't get to watch it like you do the other sports on TV. So just educating them in a sport that they may not know they love yet, but that's kind of our job, is to kind of facilitate that love and get them there. And so yeah, we're really excited about that program. And that was the big job, though, was educating and kind of cultivating that love for it.
Yeah, it's always interesting because when you talk about sports, you know, running is always perceived as a punishment for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the big obstacle you have to overcome in terms of the sport of cross country, is, you know, the physical fitness, the health, the enjoyment of running, and not the opportunity, the pleasure of it, or whatever, instead of, hey, this is like a punishment. And now I know a lot of different programs are now focusing on, you know, the speed element of things and not so much the strength anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, and that's the first thing I know you have to tell kids that this isn't a punishment thing.
Yeah.
This is an enjoyment thing.
Yeah, they're used to playing up different sports where, yeah, you're right, that might be their punishment. And so obviously we have to come up with different ways to motivate kids, or I not so much punish them, but we want them to grow a love for it. And I knew when I first started, it was to just get me in shape for the other sports. But it turned out that I love it. It's a thing a lot of people in our family do and have had success at. And it's just an interesting sport that not a lot of people know about. And
Well, and so you're kind of an interesting situation. I told you earlier this year because you coach JV baseball at Mercer County. So normally the cross country coach is the track coach, but the cross country coach is a baseball coach too.
Yeah, and I'll tell my baseball kids this: when I used to coach basketball at the junior high, if I had them for cross country and basketball, I said, be prepared for a different hat. I'll have a different hat on. We will run for punishment, things like that. But it's such a completely different sport. And so I prepare my kids for that because it's a lot of positive vibes we try to send out, and try to, like I said, we try to cultivate that love. It's a lot of different culture things, team things. Like, I know when I first started running, it wasn't necessarily because I wanted to be the best runner around. It was, I liked being with the guys, you know, going on the runs with the guys. and that camaraderie. It was a lot of fun, and you don't get that as much in the other sports that, you know, during practice you're talking and singing and doing all these fun things around town. I was, as a kid growing up, I played, you know, when it was fall, it was time to strap on the helmet. When it was winter, you know, you got the basketball sneakers on, and then you got your baseball glove in the spring. And when I decided not to play football anymore, here comes the cross-country coach knocking on my door. Mm-hmm. And I eventually focused on cross-country and baseball. And I think I was the only kid in my school to do it. And I know we have one kid in our program that does it. But, yeah, it's a very unique perspective for me. But for me, it's the two great loves in my life for sure.
Yeah, and I know being here long enough with the tradition of the Westmer program back in, when I got here in 1990, Doug Kroll was the head coach, and we know what he built. And it's interesting because I was here long enough where home cross country meets, when I first got here, they were at Oakview Country Club. I don't know mm-hmm. if you knew this or not.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. I don't know
oh,
if you knew
no,
that.
Did not know that
and
one.
And then I know they eventually transitioned. I think they had a regional at Hawthorne Ridge. And then they had a course near, I think, Apollo,
yep.
the intermediate school. So is there any hopes of getting like a, because I know it's like a work in progress and you do different workouts and you run on the streets. I see kids running, you know, in past years running over by the Memorial Park Cemetery. I think you take them to, in past years, they've ran along the Muscatine Riverfront. So that's the one nice thing about the venues of cross country.
Oh, yeah.
You can do a lot of different things. You think a traditional home course can be established for this sport? Because I don't know how many like home meets could ever be scheduled here. There's just been a few mm-hmm. since the consolidated school district brought it back.
In regards to that, I know that we are hosting the regional this year, and then it's supposedly we get it every other year. It seems like
so that'll be a Hawthorne Ridge site.
Yes, Hawthorne Ridge. So we have it this year, and it sounds like we'll get it every other year for the short term. As of right now, we go to a lot of Saturday meets, which is the best for our schedule. We have
like the invite type of thing.
The big invites, and that brings a lot of good competition. It's really good racing for us. And you're talking about teams that have done it for years and years and years. I think we're going, it's not on a weekend, but the Amboy one that's on Columbus mm-hmm. Day, they've been doing that for so long, and they get so many teams in, and it's really good for us. Would I like to eventually get a home meet, especially on a regional year where we're hosting, that way kids can run on the course? Yeah, that would be nice. I know definitely for the kids to get more experience on the course. Also nice for the parents to not have to travel that far. But, yeah, just that experience for me. But I know for sure that we try to get out. The Bakers at Hawthorne are really good about allowing us to get out there, and just even if it's not the race atmosphere, but to just get out there on some soft grass and know the lay of the land, we'll definitely get out there and practice. I know the junior high already has done that. So, but yeah, if you want to come out to home meet, we'll definitely be hosting regionals this year.
All right, and then as far as I know, we're talking to you off season cross country wise, and I think you do some summer voluntary workouts here coming up. Maybe later this month. You have an idea what the numbers are going to look like for
yeah.
both the boys and girls next year?
Yep. As of right now, we have 9 boys and 8 girls. And with that, we're hoping to see an increase as we go along, obviously, because of the junior high program. So 17 kids overall is one of our higher numbers in the last few years, and that's great. And then if you think about it, I mean, we're obviously going to miss Riley Coulter next year, but he's our only senior on the boys' side, and there are no seniors on the girls' side. So, and we're going to see a group of eighth graders that come in next year. So I think we're going to see that growth towards the 20s, and that's a good number for us. That's going to provide some depth, provide some competition, more camaraderie. It's, and you got a buddy to run with. So we're excited for our 17 this year for sure. We got if you look at our boys' team, we have some good quality at the top. We have our Riley, our senior, who is one of the top returning seniors in the LTC. We have Braxton Kellett at the junior level. He was the top junior at LTC, or top sophomore last year. And then the top freshman last year was Dalton Caney Platt. Mm. And so we return a lot of good quality, one at each level. And then we're going to go ahead and bring in 6 freshman boys that that were runners for me last year, and they're good quality too. They were able to provide us some good results last year. So we got some depth there, and we got some good quality. On the girls' side, we have 8 girls coming out, and there'll be three juniors, 3 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. And so you talk about they already have some good experience. A lot of those girls that have already, the 6 of them ran cross country last year, they got experience, and we're not even talking about seniors. So we're going to have some good experience here in the next year or two, and we're going to try to add to that depth too to be a lot more competitive this year.
All right. And so when you do your summer like workouts, is it more mileage, or is it like more speed, or is it like combination of all that stuff?
It's a lot of mileage. Obviously not right at the beginning. We're trying to build into that. But we're thinking more miles at a slower tempo for now. You throw in a little speed stuff as you go, and that shifts mid-year. Then you're talking a little more speed, a little less aerobic, and then end of the year you shift into a lot more speed. But yeah, you're right though. It is we're trying to get as many miles as we can out there to kind of build that base. The bigger that base is, the higher the pyramid goes.
All right, so that's a good start. 17 some odd kids, and then the junior high level, you know how many kids are going to be out for that this year?
I'm assuming, I mean, we did graduate a fairly big class that are coming to me right now. I would assume in the 30s again. I saw a picture, and maybe even in the 40s again, I saw a picture with Coach Juan, and I think he got more kids than I saw at any of my summer stuff. So he's already got a good start there. I'm not worried about that at all.
All right. Well, good to see Pete Nelson. And officially, you've been a teacher. You say
finished my fourth
year
here.
Down at Apollo Elementary.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, and we'll talk to you as the season nears, just 2 months away, mid-August. So yep. We're talking about 8 weeks away in the official start of the season. So it's nice to see a good number, and have a good summer, and we'll talk to you in the fall.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, Pete Nelson with us, the new cross-country coach at Mercer County High School, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.